The tech industry promised to improve its diversity and equity over the past year. Has it delivered? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week marks 1 year since a Minneapolis police officer murdered George Floyd. The year since has seen national, even global protests demanding justice for George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and other Black victims of police killings, as well as a racial reckoning in society and business. Many tech companies came out in support of the Black Lives Matter movement and made promises to make their companies more diverse and equitable in a notoriously non-diverse industry. 1 year later, is it possible to measure their progress? Megan Rose Dickey is a senior reporter at Protocol, where she covers labor and diversity in tech.
It's hard to know exactly how well they've done because a lot of those commitments were looking at like 2023 or 2025. So we're still not going to see if companies have really followed through with those commitments for a little while.
Yes, it is always somewhat convenient that it's just a little farther out than we can measure.
Right. And they probably hope that we'll forget about it.
Yeah, exactly. But there is culture. And we've seen a lot of stories about culture and attempts to improve that, which is harder to measure. But have you seen any actions that seem promising?
Yeah, there have been some actions. So I would point to Snap, for example. A big change that they made was around the use of racist language in their code database. So whether it's like master and slave or blacklist and whitelist. And so they're working on actually changing those terms. That's one small thing, but I think that's definitely a step in the right direction. And, you know, Snap has also, they've had issues around their camera app and the app, you know, engaging in like digital blackface and things like that. There was like this Bob Marley filter a couple of years back that basically was just blackface. And so they say that they're working on that and working on kind of changing their algorithms and ensuring that it has more inclusive inputs. But then, I don't know, like you see Google. So last week we found out that Google's dermatology app barely used any data from people with darker skin tones. Still, after all this time, like, how is that still what's happening? And it's just kind of becoming comical at this point.
I wonder if some of these requests for inclusivity and, you know, improved culture and different, more inclusive code, are they being heard? Like, do you think that there are some companies who are hearing it and others who are just saying, leave us alone, we know what we're doing?
Yeah, I think that there are some companies that are hearing it, but I think sometimes the issue can be that there can be a disconnect between like the diversity departments and the broader organization. So while you might have a very ambitious, hardworking team of people that are focused on diversity and inclusion, that doesn't always necessarily make its way over to, say, the engineering team or the executive team. And so I think that's just why it's so important that there's this buy-in from the entire company if they're really wanting to see real change. But then, of course, you know, you have companies like Coinbase and Basecamp and New Relic that are saying, you know, like we don't want to hear you talk about social issues, political issues, race issues. You just need to be very mission focused, focus on what the company is doing, and like don't expect us to really speak out about these types of racial or social or political issues. And I mean, I think that's not necessarily to say that they don't care about diversity, but I think it's, yeah, like there are some companies that are just like, this has just become too much and we just need to focus on the business itself.
Are there any tech companies you can think of that have really handled the last year well in a measurable way?
I feel like I've been asked that question a lot just over the years of covering D&I. And like I used to say like, oh, like Pinterest is doing really well. And then, mm-hmm. you know, next thing we know, it's actually not doing well. And so I think there are still definitely things that some companies are doing that, you know, look good on the surface, you know, like with whether it's like unconscious bias trainings or ally trainings or, you know, but I think the bigger, more important things need to come around, like really overhauling the hiring practices, like where they're recruiting from and, you know, looking at the performance review process and seeing if there are biases and inequities in those. Because a lot of times, like, I'm thinking about Amazon right now, there have been some reports about people getting, like, de-leveled at the company. So just meaning that, you know, like, they'll apply for a job in at one level, but then they'll be brought on at, like, a lower level or two levels lower. And oftentimes, like, these are people of color or they're people from other underrepresented groups in tech. And so I think if we're really wanting to see real change, then companies need to look at some of those more systemic processes that they have in place mm-hmm. to really ensure that people of color and other underrepresented groups are really able to thrive at these companies and feel like they have a voice and feel supported there.
Megan Rose Dickey is a senior reporter at Protocol, where she covers labor and diversity in tech. And now for some related links. The most recent tech company to make a big public commitment to diversity is HP, which announced last week that it wants to become the most sustainable and just tech company in the world. HP said it wants gender parity in leadership, to have more than 30% of its technical and engineering staff be women, and also to do as well or better than the tech labor market overall in terms of racial and ethnic diversity by 2030. We'll keep checking. Back in April, a small group of tech companies actually teamed up to advance diversity and inclusion efforts. The Alliance for Global Inclusion was formed by Dell, Intel, NASDAQ, Snap, and NTT Data. It's focused on diversity in leadership and executive boards, inclusive language and industry-wide standards, like the things Megan mentioned earlier from Snap, and more inclusive product development around things like, yes, artificial intelligence. Such as remembering in the year of our Lord 2021 that when you're training your new dermatology app to use deep learning to identify potential skin conditions, you should try to find a data set that includes all kinds of different skin colors instead of one, according to a piece about Google's new app in Motherboard, that uses more than 64,000 images of skin, only 3.5% of which are of brown, dark brown, or black skin. Google says its models perform well across ethnicities and showed data to Motherboard showing that its system was more than 87% accurate at identifying skin conditions for black patients. However, those results are based on ethnicity and not skin color. And anyone with what's known as Fitzpatrick skin type 6, dark brown or black, wasn't even represented in that data. In a statement to us, Google said, quote, "Our peer-reviewed research has shown that our AI model performs well across all ethnicities and improves the ability of primary care physicians and nurse practitioners to interpret dermatologic conditions by more than 20%, including for Black and Hispanic/Latino patients." The company told us equity is and will continue to be a key focus in developing its technology. You can read their whole statement and the Motherboard piece at marketplacetech.org. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. It's listeners like you who make Marketplace Tech possible. When you donate $7 a month, you can get our new Liquid Assets Mason Jar mug, along with some cocktail and mocktail recipes from Marketplace hosts, including a couple from me. Get yours by becoming a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org/givetech. And cheers.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.